What's up, boozers? I'm a man with beefs, and those beefs actually don't pertain to Capcom right now. So, I present to you, without further ado, two companies that are not Capcom that need to get their act together. The first is Apple. I don't know how iTunes runs on an OS X machine. I just know that on a Windows machine, it runs like garbage. And because I have an iPod, I'm forced to use it. Well, that's not right. iPods, you have alternatives. But the thing is, I have an iPod Touch. It's an iOS device. I don't have an alternative. I have to use iTunes. And even more so, today, it decided that it would no longer let me download app updates. It would look to load, and then it would stop. Apparently, I'm not the only one having this problem, though. And it's been going on for at least almost 24 hours, if not at least 24 hours. So, obviously, Apple needs to get their act together on that. And just the fact, and another thing, Apple, my computer doesn't become a new computer every time I start it. There should be no reason why I have to re-verify my info every time I restart my computer. It's crap. It's annoying. It could even raise a red flag with iTunes. And it's just ridiculous. Second beef. Future US. In other words, the distributor for the magazine that most gamers know as Nintendo Power. Yes, I subscribe. Yes, I live in Canada. Yes, I'm aware that we had a postal strike here. No, that's not a good enough reason why you guys don't send me issues. I'm at a time, it's like, at this point, people are now receiving their issue for next month, and I have yet to receive an issue for this month. I had the same problem last month, where I apparently didn't get an issue last month, and had to ask for a replacement. And that replacement came pretty quickly, so I'm kind of stunned on whether or not that was the original or the replacement. I don't know. And given that the fact that pretty much all the other mail that would have been affected during the strike has gotten to me, it probably should have gotten to me by now, even with the suspension on delivering to Canada from USPS for the duration of the Canada Post strike. That and the fact that I have requested a replacement for that, and you haven't given me that. So, future US, I'm not giving you much more on that. I might have to request a second replacement, but other than that, any more, and you will have one unhappy person complaining and asking for my money back, and then I will never subscribe to a magazine that you distribute ever again. And it makes me very, very unhappy because Nintendo Power gave me good memories when I was a child, and I'm very upset to have decided to go back to a subscription with this magazine in hopes that it relive those memories even in the days where I can get all my information on the internet and be screwed out the butt. And I will not live for that. Anyways, those are my beefs. If any side beef, and that's the Vancouver Whitecaps, which are again not producing. Here's the thing, guys. Here's the thing, Whitecaps. We need more than two goal scorers. Eric Hasley cannot be scoring every goal. Camilo Canveso cannot be scoring every other goal. So I guess there's number three, Whitecaps. Get your act together and start winning some games. Because we've seen what happens to teams that don't produce in Vancouver. That's all for now. Keep it real, boozers, and see you next time.